threats of violence. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A federal law enforcement source confirms to Fox that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have issued a bulletin warning of an increase in violent threats online against federal officials. Some of those threats call for a civil war. Some of that chatter may stem from the recent raid of former President Trump's home in Florida. The FBI walked away with boxes of documents.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar will not say if former President Trump should be charged, but she believes there may have been inside information.
That they knew that those documents were still there. That is why it rose to the level of a search.
South Dakota GOP Senator Mike Rounds said unsealing what the DOJ was after is important, but he wants to know more.
About the extraordinary steps or the steps they did take to try to cooperate with the former president.
Both appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Many Republicans are urging former President Trump to announce a 2024 run now to protect himself politically.
Fox's Gernal Scott. There was violence near the U.S. Capitol early this morning. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade, which set it on fire. He then started shooting a gun into the air before turning it on himself.
We don't have any information that would indicate his motivation at this point, but that's still a very active part of this investigation.
Thomas Manger is the Capitol Police Chief. A five-person congressional delegation has made an unannounced stop in Taiwan to talk trade, investment, and regional security. Earlier this month, China wasn't happy when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stopped there. Beijing responded with military drills in the air and the water near the island. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A beach in South Carolina was the backdrop for a bike ride for President Biden.
I'm enjoying it a great deal. I'm on the phone a lot. A lot of good news reports.
The president did not stop to take questions from a group of reporters. It's been nearly a year since the U.S. withdrew troops from Afghanistan. It was a messy operation that led to the deaths of 13 U.S. service members. It also put scores of Afghans in danger.
Remember, when U.S. forces left this country, they left behind thousands of innocent Afghans who actually were U.S. allies, who helped the United States during the last 20 years, and they're terrified, those who remain here.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Axios is reporting that the White House plans to circulate a memo in Congress defending the decision to leave Afghanistan. A pair of tragedies just miles apart in eastern Pennsylvania.
A fundraiser was held in the town of Berwick, Pennsylvania, Saturday to benefit victims of a house fire that killed 10 earlier this month. But tragedy struck when a man plowed his car into the midst of those gathered.
This is a complete tragedy.
State Trooper Anthony Petrosky, one person was killed, 17 injured. Meanwhile, that same man and his vehicle continued to another nearby location where he attacked and killed a woman.
The male, who is the suspect in both incidents, is in custody.
The suspect has been identified as 24-year-old Adrian Oswaldo Sura Reyes. He's been arraigned on two counts of criminal homicide. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The driver who crashed into a restaurant in Arlington, Virginia on Friday night was working as a rideshare driver and had a passenger in the car. That's according to police. More than a dozen people who were at the Irish pub were hurt, and two were still in critical condition last night. The building remains closed. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.